The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. News-ish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain. I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's The Wally Show.
Have you ever found out about something that, looking back, should have been so obvious to you, but you were just oblivious? I found an article where people admitted about the obvious things that they didn't know about until way later in life, and most of these are super embarrassing.
Yeah, there's things, too, that I have thought I've known, like I learned it somewhere and have always been guided by that, and then like years later you're like, oh, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Like how all these years have I thought this was mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. One guy admitted he didn't know until high school that reindeer actually exist.
They are
not mythical creatures.
I get that. There's sometimes I still wonder. I'm like, are they just calling them reindeer or are they actually reindeer?
Never actually seen one in real life.
Well, so. they are found in the Arctic tundra, so yeah. There's a good chance you won't see one.
Probably not.
But they also go by the name of caribou.
Well, that makes more sense. Yeah, I know caribou. I know.
So all of us are learning something.
Yes, exactly.
You know the childhood poem, This Little Piggy?
Well, yes.
One woman claims it took her until she was 50 years old to realize the piggy that went to market, he wasn't going shopping like she thought. He was going to the supermarket, and he didn't make it home.
Poor Wilbur.
That's sad. What a horrible realization one day at 50 to be like, wait, what?
I know. And why would you make that a kid's poem? That just doesn't make sense. And then one guy claims his 21-year-old cousin just realized he was allergic to peanut butter. Until then, he was under the impression that everyone's throat closed up a little while eating peanut butter.
You must love peanut butter to like consciously eat it knowing it's going to make your throat close a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, just like, well, I guess this is what happens to everybody.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Happened I can't since
breathe.
I was a kid. But
yeah, I can't breathe. Can
whatever.
You breathe? Oh, well.
Mm. That's crazy. I mean, I get it, though. There are certain places I know to go eat are going to make my stomach not good.
Oh, yeah.
But I still go, shout out Mineos. What up?
Worth it.
Worth it every time.
There's so much extra stuff we have to worry about as ladies.
It's exhausting being a girl.
I feel like a woman.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. I've known Betty Rock for about 16 years now, and some days I'm still surprised. Things I learn about her. Like the other day, we needed an iron for something, and I was like, hey, will you bring in your iron? And what did you say?
I don't have one.
What? How, as a woman, not that it's a woman's job to iron, that's not what I'm saying, hear me. Women like to look well, they like to look good, they like to look pressed.
Every time I wear something, Haley always sees, my wife, she always sees the wrinkles. Like,
yeah.
She is a wrinkle, like, seer, and that's why we have an iron, three
oh,
of
so
them,
you
I
do
think.
Have an, yeah. Oh, wow, okay. I just have always used the dryer as my iron.
That's so country.
I don't have the patience to sit there with an, I feel like it's a chore of the 50s. It's not really a thing anymore. And two,
there are some things that are timeless, and being wrinkle-free is one of them.
Well, I disagree. But I will say, too, I have a job where I don't have to dress up. Thank goodness.
Right. Like, what are you wearing today? Let's do an outfit of the day.
Well, I'm wearing my Willie Nelson trucker
hat.
I'm also wearing a sweatshirt that advocates for wildlife rescue.
Nice.
And some thrift jeans and some thrift shoes.
Yeah, so very good. Yeah.
It's the look.
Yeah, why do you need an iron, actually?
Right. You
I get
it.
I do get it now. I do, but it really surprised me. Because my wife would like always have an iron. We even bought one of those steamer things instead of an iron. Maybe that's a good thing for you, where you just kind of do the steam and it takes the wrinkles out. If you don't like ironing, it's actually a lot more fun. I don't like ironing either, so I'm not really good at it. So anyway, Betty surprised me with this. And so this is what I want to talk about. Like, you as a woman, I'm curious, What are the things that you should have as a woman, like an iron? Again, not being misogynistic here or old school, but you don't. You know, things that everyone would think you should have as a woman, but you don't have.
Right, because there are those things as a woman that you should own. I guess it's just the assumed thing.
Right.
But we all are unique beings.
Yes.
And that's okay if we don't own those certain things because we're not materialistic.
That's right. So 855-33-WAY-FM, something that might surprise us that you don't have that everyone else, every other woman has. 855-33-WAY-FM. We will take yours right now. Lindsay, what is that thing that you think most other women have that you don't?
Well, I'm going to get a little weird and tell you that I don't have makeup.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Now, why is that, Lindsay?
Just not a makeup fan. When I grew up, my parents told me that makeup wasn't a thing. She always used to tell me that I was pretty enough without it, and I just never put it on.
Oh, I love that because it brought you up to be very confident in who you are and that you didn't need something to make you better, make you enough. Do you have a daughter and do you raise her on the same mentality?
I have three daughters, and yes, I do.
And they don't use makeup at all either?
They don't.
But it is a good message, woo-hoo, actually, you know, to say, hey, if this is not what you like or what you value, then you don't need to do it. Like, Rock, you do your makeup every day here at work, but you don't need to. Like, you don't have to wear it. It's fine.
Thank you. Lindsay, do you have those days, though, where someone is like, oh, you look tired?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, and you're like, there's a reason for it, because I'm tired. Shut up. All right, LaWanda, you're up. What is that thing that every woman seems to have, but you just don't?
High heels.
Really? Okay, now Betty Rock, how high is the highest heel you have?
Oh, probably maybe 2.5, 3.
Oh, so like a kitten heel. Okay, so nothing.
Is that a kitten heel?
I thought a stiletto.
It was like an inch was a kitten heel.
I don't know. So, okay, I've never seen you really wear high heels.
Oh, because I don't like them at all. LaWanda, the last time I wore heels was at a wedding. And I would say probably 30 minutes in, I was like, I got to get home and take these off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I totally agree. I don't have an iron either, so I'm with Betty Rock on this one.
Wow, you almost are Betty Rock. No high heels, no iron. Do you have a man? I'm just curious. So what about you, Susan? What's that thing that you think most other women have that you do not?
I do not have a cast iron skillet.
Okay. Now, Betty, do you have a cast iron skillet?
I don't either.
What in the world? How are you a woman?
How come you don't have one?
I've just never really needed one. I've just never seen the purpose in it.
Yeah, there's an account that I follow on Instagram where this woman, she cooks and she uses her cast iron skillet a lot. There's something about really taking care of it. Like, you're not supposed to wash it. You're supposed to, like, it's supposed to have juices or something.
You season it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you clean it out, but you don't use, I don't think you're supposed to use soap on it. You basically put water on it and scrape it. But I've never, like, I have a couple cast iron things and I don't like burnt stuff sticking to it. And so I definitely use soap and water on them.
Well, it sounds like, Susan, that Wally could give us a cast iron class.
I'd be up for that.
I'm the kind of woman both of you all wish you could be. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And man, like when you're going through something in life, you want people on your team. You know, those your ride or dies, the people that are going to be with you through thick and thin. And I love finding people that are all in when it comes to Way FM, like Terry.
I've been listening to Way FM for about 3 years, I think, if not more. And I keep it on that station when I get in my car. And it's a great inspiration to me. It uplifts my spirit. I love hearing people's stories. You know, when you think that your day is going bad, somebody's having extremely worse. And I pray along with the people. So I really, you know, greatly appreciate, you know, everything you all do.
Right there. That's what I love, too. Okay, I've been listening for 3 years. It's on in my car. Get all that. But it's that next step where she goes, and I pray along with the people. Because I've said this so many times. Like, when you hear stories and we share people's life, the cool thing is I get emails from people that are like, man, I heard this story and I started praying for them instantly. Mm-hmm. We have a prayer wall that's a formal place where people can post prayer requests and people can go pray for it. But it happens organically as well, just in the meantime and just during the course of a regular show. And Terry is part of that. And I love it. And she supports this ministry, you know, financially as well, because she believes in it. And we could not do this without Terry. We can't do this without you. So thank you so, so much.
Yes. And right now we've got this $20,000 bonus challenge that's up. And it's trying to get us a leg up before the support drive starts. So maybe you could see yourself doing that best monthly gift to support your Way FM. And you can do that now when you text the word give, G-I-V-E, give to 91979. Maybe that looks like $10 a month for you, or maybe $20. Heck, maybe even $100 a month, whatever it is.
That would help out right now.
It really would. And you could play a part in helping your Way FM stay on track to be fully funded.
Because this $20,000 generous match ends tonight, like at midnight. That's it. And we're about halfway to the goal. Okay. So that's one, like, just today. That's it, and it's over. And so we want to make sure that this match is hit, and that, you know, this generosity goes in and helps out your Way FM. So if you want to be part of getting in early and pulling a Terry on us, that would be great, and make a difference going into support drive as we start tomorrow. Man, thank you for even considering it. Text the word give to 91979. That's text the word give to 91979. And we're like halfway there. So we got a lot of work to do here in the next little bit. And maybe we could take a chunk out of this in just the next song or two. You know, that would be amazing. So thank you for considering it. WayFM.com is a great way to give safely and quickly as well.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
When you say that glass is half full,
instead of just being half full,
or is it half empty?
We'll top off your glass. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So what started out as a drug to treat people with diabetes continues to morph into somewhat of a super drug. Drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, I can't even say it. Like Mounjaro. I think it's Mounjaro. Were found to help people lose weight. And so they were quickly adapted and prescribed to people without diabetes as a weight loss drug. And I know it does work for a lot of people. I know some people in my life that are using it, and they're seeing really good results with it. Well, now these same drugs are showing promise in another area.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've got diabetes treatment, weight loss, and now they're linking them to the mental health sector.
Really?
Yes, I was really surprised. They did a study on all these drugs and how they were linked to the likelihood of lower depression and anxiety. And so now I did dig into the article because I thought, well, yeah, if you've lost a bunch of weight, you probably would be a little less depressed if that was a big thing for you.
Yeah.
And what they did say, they said it does remain unclear if the diagnosis of lower depression and anxiety were a direct result of the medications or weight loss in general or the potential combination of both. But there was at least enough of it that it set off some flags for them to look at.
Yeah, because, and I get what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense, because there are, I could see where if you were trying to lose weight and you just could not get the rest of the weight off, it could leave you feeling hopeless.
Right.
And so if you finally see that coming off, yeah, you would jump up a notch.
Yeah, you
know?
Would feel better. It is interesting, though, because there are some people that, and this will be interesting to see the correlation, there are some people that lost all the weight they wanted to lose, and then they still weren't happy, you know, because that is a thing, man. Like, there's great, like, it feels great to accomplish a goal like that, but then if you're not settled inside and there's still that thing that is kind of lost or broken or hurting beyond the weight,
right?
But the weight was just kind of an indicator of that, and you haven't dealt with the other thing, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter, you mm-hmm. know? And so it is interesting, though, that they're looking at this, that it could be. I'm always suspect of, like, the super drug, though. Like, it was enough that this thing was good for diabetes and weight loss. Does it have to be good for mental health now, too? Maybe, maybe not. So it'll be interesting to see what the findings come up. If it is, great.
Yeah.
But I'm always, that old adage of if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. It seems, and especially where the doctor was like, well, maybe. So I think they might have been a little premature on talking about this.
It's just too soon to tell.
Yeah, but it's something to keep an eye out for and stuff as well. So anyway, I don't know if you're doing any of these things and if all of a sudden you felt better, it might be something you want to look at if you're doing these drugs and talk to a doctor and be like, yeah, I actually do feel better. Mm-hmm. And maybe get into a study or something like that, too. But if in any case, still looks like a good idea for weight loss. I got this last 10 pounds I can't get rid of. So.
No, don't.
I know. I know. I shouldn't. There's no way I should.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
Oh, my
sir.
Gosh. Thank you, Rock. No, I just need better willpower. This is a thing for me because it's only the last few. So I got to hunker down and just get it done. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and so a lot of people are talking about the halftime performance being Usher this year.
Okay.
I am not a giant Usher fan. I know he's had 30 years in the business, so he's got a bunch of hits.
I didn't realize that I was an Usher fan until I started listening to some of his stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a good one too. All of his stuff, like newer, but all
right.
Old stuff.
Old school. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see, like, how it lands, you know? Like, do enough people that are at the Super Bowl love Usher? You know, that's the hard part about picking an artist for that. You've got to pick somebody that appeals to a lot of different people, mm-hmm. or if nothing else, puts on a great show.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like he would.
Yeah, yeah. Like, one of my favorites was, just left me. It just
it was such a good one that he couldn't
Coldplay,
even fathom it.
No, not Coldplay. They were horrible. No.
Bruno Mars.
Yes, that was it. Thank you.
Bruno Mars was fantastic.
Yes, it was great. Yeah. There was so much energy in it as well. And so who would be a great Super Bowl halftime show? Like anybody, like from any era that you like, Christian, non-Christian, whatever. Like, who do you think would be a great Super Bowl halftime show? I have a thought myself, but before I get to mine, Betty, do you have somebody you'd like?
I do, but I think that mine would be more of a hologram type halftime show. So you bring back all the people that have passed on, and you create a hologram type halftime show.
Okay.
So it would include like Whitney Houston, Elvis Presley, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. Like,
yeah.
All these amazing
people.
That'd
be interesting. Like, what a technological thing,
right?
too. People would talk about that.
Yeah.
I think getting people to talk about it's a big deal, too. So mine would be an 80s metal.
No.
Yeah, hear me out. 80s metal halftime show that doesn't have auto-tune. And so you would hear things like Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
Is that real?
That is real. This
no.
is yeah. It's not made up.
Is he saying words?
No. Like, that's the thing. He has lost his mind. Like, yeah. You have no idea.
That's what you want.
Yes, you have no idea what he's even saying anymore. It's so bad. But like, you would have him, and you'd have all these other bands that have lost the step, and you have them all sing, and don't doctor it up. Just let it be what it is. I would love that. And I'm a huge fan.
It would be entertaining.
Oh, it would be so good. People would talk about that and would share that forever. It would go down as the most iconic Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
Or the worst.
But iconic nonetheless. All right, so who would you put up? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Anybody you want, who would you choose to play the Super Bowl halftime show? Who would you pick? Who would you rather see?
I would like to see, like, the original rap, like the Sugar Hill Gang, Run DMC, Beastie Boys.
Oh. Can I just tell you something, though? I did not see this coming. from the sound of your voice, you're like, you know what? I would just really like to see the original rap, the rap stuff, you know? And you're right. Sugar Hill Gang would be great. Rapper's Delight. I said a hip hop, a hibbity, a hibbity, hip, hip hop. I said, you don't stop rocking to the bang, bang, boogie. Said, ump, jump the rhythm to the boogity beat. I could
That's
open.
That's right. Even this. How about this one? LL Cool J.
Yes. Mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out. See, I love this. I think the collaboration is probably a good way to go because you got enough people with great hits that it would be good. Well, Trina, I got to tell you a little surprise, but I'm delighted by your selection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who would you like to see do the show?
I think Toby Mac, Lauren Daigle, and For King and Country.
Oh, the holy trinity of Christian music. Nicely done. All of them great artists. Toby puts on a great show, bar none. But then you've got For King and Country that also does a great show, but with accents and dramatic coats. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Why are we wasting all the time like someone's making more? And then you've got Lauren Daigle, who is just a phenomenal singer. That could be a really great show, and if they all came together at the end and performed Jesus Freak, home run.
And they appeal to mainstream, too.
Well, Crystal, I got you down. That's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Rose, you're up. Who do you think would make the ultimate Super Bowl halftime show?
I think it needs to be something like the Partridge Family or the Brady Bunch. Singing contemporary rock songs.
Oh my goodness. I love this idea. Because remember when the Brady Bunch, they were the silver platters and they went on like a talent show to win money because they were trying to buy their parents a silver platter or something like that? And
exactly.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Betty, you have this actually? You found it. Was this in your phone, Rock?
It's my ringtone. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on.
That is so good. And yeah, can you see them doing like regular like rock songs as the silver platters? Oh, amazing. Well, Rose, we appreciate you being on the show with us today.
Thank you very much.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you may have seen that text that Betty Rock sent out with my team jersey, because we're doing like a before the Super Bowl during support drive, wear your team jersey, favorite team thing, and I made one for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and it's team trailer, but it looks like a football play with the X's and O's, and then they turn into running a heart-shaped pattern, and this wonderful lady named Linda was like, man, I'd really like to know where I can buy that shirt, but I need to call her right now and tell her it's kind of a one-off.
Hello?
Linda, it's Wally from The Wally Show. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Wally. I am doing just fine. I never expected to hear directly from you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, T forwarded me the message you sent about liking my team trailer Super Bowl shirt. And I'm so sorry. It's like a one-off. I literally just made one of them, but I have no problem mailing it to you if you'd like it. It just won't get there in time for the Super Bowl.
You don't think that your daughter would like it to have for souvenir? Is she not really a Swiftie?
Not really a Swiftie, no. Uh-uh.
All right, well, oh, I don't know. I feel kind of silly for you to have to spend the money to mail it to me. Goodness gracious.
Oh, I don't care at all. If it was something you wanted, I'm more than happy to send it to you because it's the only one in existence.
Okay, well, that would be great. And I could wear it and say, get your senses to me, Wally.
And they'll be playing next year, and the Chiefs will probably be in the Super Bowl again. And, you know, fingers crossed, Taylor will still be with Kelce, and they'll be celebrating. Maybe they'll get married next year at the Super Bowl.
Yes. Well, that's great.
All right, Linda, let me put you on hold for a second so I can get your address, and then we will mail this out to you next week.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you, and you stay safe.
Okay, Linda, have a great day. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like you got Blindside at one end. Yeah. And you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You know, we like to go through things that are going on in the world. So, Gavin, what you got?
So, we have the Super Bowl coming up here in just a few days. I think people are excited for the actual game. I love the game. I'm more excited for food.
That is something I
cannot wait for.
I get you.
But a lot of people, they're very invested in the actual winner of this game. And so I actually saw the story about how the Madden NFL video game, so it's a video game.
I play that, yeah.
Football. It's a very fun one. It actually, every year they run a simulation on the video game and see who the game thinks is going to win. So the game predicts that the Chiefs will beat the 49ers 30-28.
Okay.
And that Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP. It doesn't say whether or not Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will get engaged.
Well, here's hoping. That would be a great end to the Super Bowl for sure. So the 49ers are actually favored, you'd say. Is that still the case?
They are still favored. They are and this is the sport guy in me. They're right. I think they're an objectively better team, but Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback
absolutely,
in the world.
Yeah.
And it's worth noting that the Madden game has been wrong the last 3 years in their predictions. So if you're trying to pick the winning team, maybe you pick opposite of them. But then there's also this guy on the internet who claims that he has chosen the wrong team for the last 16 straight years.
Nice. So, he's a total loser on this. It's great.
It's great because he's like leaning into his thought process.
So Did he say who he picked?
He's putting his prediction on the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
So you vote for the opposite then.
And it works out in a way because the 49ers, like you said, they are favored to win this game. So if you're sitting there like trying to pick the team you think is going to win and you're trying to base it off of these weird people on the internet, maybe go with the guy who's been wrong 16 years
times.
In a row.
This will be the one time he gets it right. Like anytime I would go with him, that'll be the one time the guy will be right for sure. Well, there you go. That's fun. Like going to Super Bowl parties is a lot of fun. And, we'll spend a lot of time and money on things at the Super Bowl, and at the end of the day, it ends. It's done. It's done that day. And so the thing I like about, is when people sit there and they invest in something that is more long-term as well. You get to have all the fun. Like, that's great. I would never say don't have the fun, but also put your money where your heart's at. And so we got Support Drive coming up, and we've had some other people step up and put a big, big amount of money on the table, $20,000 in the form of a match, and they're asking people to join them. And if this was a football game, we would be in the two-minute drill. We'd be in the red zone trying to score.
I love this.
Thank you very much. We'd be running a flea flicker or something to try and make this happen.
Get to first base!
Wrong sport, Rock. You're messing me up. Don't mess me up. But we are coming down to the end of this. The challenge ends tonight at midnight, and we're about halfway through it, so we're not there yet. We are looking for people to do their best monthly gift. We're down to about halfway, so about 50 people still need it in this next little bit to join us and do that monthly gift, whether it's a $20 a month gift, whether it's $100 a month, whatever it looks like for you. Just know that you'll be part of unlocking $20,000 as we get a head start as we go into Support Drive tomorrow. So if you want to come in last minute, throw that Hail Mary pass and help make this thing hit, that would be huge.
You can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979 and make that home run.
No,
stop it.
best monthly gift at GIVE. Text GIVE to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I cannot believe how long American Idol has been on TV. I thought it was going to be, a 5-year run and then be done. But it hasn't. And we've gotten the benefit of that in the Christian music industry with some great artists that came out of there, like Mandisa, Danny Gokey, Colton Dixon, just to name a few.
Or Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks, Soul Patrol! He's still out there. Still doing his thing.
I don't think he was a Christian artist, but he was the best.
I know. You love yourself some Taylor Hicks. Do you guys remember William Hung? I think he was on season one of American Idol, really early on. It was like 20 years ago. Yeah, and American Idol used to, their stock in trade was play the bad things, let Simon take them out, and that's what made the show popular at first. So this was William Hung's audition.
Because she looks like a flop, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
Thank you. You can't sing, you can't dance, so what do you want me to say?
I already gave my best, and I have no regrets at all.
And he was so likable, well, after that, he goes on to have like a little weird miniature career, kind of ironic career, you know. And so he did performances on Jay Leno and Kimmel and all of the talk shows, and he did commercials and stuff. He's 41 years old now, but like his life went in a weird direction. He used to work at the LA County Sheriff's Department as a crime analyst. So he leaves that job. He becomes a professional poker player.
What?
Yeah, I know. That doesn't go well. Led him to a gambling addiction, derailed him, cost him his marriage, and says nearly broke him. And he says his family and friends helped him get his life back on track, and he's looking forward to returning to the sheriff's department doing what he did, and that was being a crime analyst. And so he says it's a good way to start a new future. And so he had his 15 minutes, and ironically, though, his time was very short-lived, and it was still that unhealthy for him. Like, being famous is something that's hard to handle, and a lot of people don't handle it.
Because the world paints it as, like, once you're famous, you have everything at your beck and call, but actually it just brings more problems.
Yeah, for sure. And so this is what I want to talk about with you right now. He kind of has a redemption story, you know? Like, he bottomed out and is turning it around now. And so what was your redemption story? Now, for us, I don't know where his faith is on any of this stuff, but like for us, we have this encounter with Christ and it changes us from who we are to being this new person in Christ. And that's what I'm curious about. Like Big Daddy Weave has great songs about this. I am redeemed. So if we are a believer, we all have a redemption story. Mm-hmm. Where were we? Where are we at now? I mean, that's really the key to sharing your faith with other people is being able to tell your story.
Yeah, and I think we've all fell victim to trying to make our own way without God's help because we think we can handle it. And then it just turns into this big mess. But when God is able to redeem it and make something beautiful, that's a testimony.
So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. We're looking for your redemption story. Where did it start? Where did it end? And we're looking for people that maybe haven't sinned as much as Betty. You know, like we don't.
Excuse me, sir.
Only so much we can air. And so.
I need help.
Yeah. So just your story, whatever it looks like, we'd love to hear it now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your redemption story, Kelly?
So I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary of being sober.
Nice.
It was February 11th, 2021. And I was an addict for 20 years. And I prayed to God one day and I said, I just can't do this anymore. Please help me. And I was addicted to cocaine and pain pills. And I woke up the next day with the obsession lifted from me. And so then that kind of freaked me out because I was like, oh my gosh, there really is a God, because I thought I believed in him before, but until he touches your life and reveals himself, it's a whole nother ball game after that. You know what I mean?
So now how low had you hit? You know, because to hear you now, you're like, wow, this chick's got it all together. Like, where were you? How bad had your addiction gotten?
Well, you know what's weird is I wasn't at rock bottom when I prayed, and I'd been at rock bottom multiple times before, kicked out of my house. I spent 8 months in jail. I was, you know, surfing couches from one dealer to another, you know, selling my body and stuff for drugs. And when I prayed that prayer, I was living back at home. I had a job, and I wasn't at my rock bottom. I don't know. I guess God just revealed himself when I was ready. I don't think I was ready before. And I was just so fed up of my life.
What advice would you give to somebody that's maybe caught up in that addiction, maybe being a functional addict, you know, where it's kind of on the DL for people and they on the outside, they look fine?
a big thing is you have to change your people, places, and things. Like, that was, when I woke up that day and my obsession was lifted, I cut everyone out of my life that I used to use with. And then I started going to my church, which I love, and I've made so many great friends.
I think you're right. You have to take that moment to get away from the things that drag you down. And there's a time where you can go back and you can be a light and you can help those people, but not until you're healthy enough to do that without relapsing. And so I love the advice. I love your story. And you're exactly why we talk about this stuff, because I'm sure somebody hears that today and is like, I have hope today. So thank you so much, Kelly.
I really hope I give someone hope, because it's out there. You can do it, you know, but like I said, you just have to be ready.
What was your story?
I was a drug addict for like 35 years. I bumped around from house to house, friends, stole from my family, stole from everybody I knew practically. Been to prison a couple of times. The last time I went to prison, Texas has implemented a faith-based program, and I got into that faith-based program, and every so often there would be different organizations come out throughout the week, and they would play songs, and one of the songs that they played was Big Daddy Weave's I Am Redeemed. There's a line in that song that says, you look at this prisoner and you say to me, son, stop fighting the fight, it's already been won. I knew right then I was done with dope. I knew when I got out this time, I would never go back.
How long have you been clean?
I've been clean 11 years now.
Nice.
As of November the 24th.
Nice. That's great, man. And yeah, and it's crazy because at the time you probably didn't think it was even possible. But
no,
God
exactly.
can change your life, and each day gets a little easier. Each year gets a little easier. And pretty soon it's kind of settled and it's in the rear view.
Yes, sir. I spread God's word everywhere I get a chance. I'm here to tell you. Jesus saved my life in that penitentiary.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. A lot of times people are like, oh, jailhouse conversions, and they doubt them. But, man, Jesus meets us in the worst places of our lives, and he changes us when we allow him to. And so I love your story. You give hope to people that maybe are in that same place. So thank you, Stephen, for taking the time and sharing with us today.
Thank you.
I am redeemed.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we need people who are early adopters. You know, that person that buys the first thing the day it comes out. I've never been that person, but they help drive the price down for things, you know? And so those people that aren't afraid to go out in front of everybody are really, really important. And in Support Drive, there's no difference in that. We need those people that will jump in early. For example, we have Support Drive tomorrow. It kicks off tomorrow, and we've had some people put up $20,000 in the form of a challenge to challenge just 100 people to do what they've done, and that's put up a monthly gift towards Way FM because it's something that they believe in. And Gavin, we're sitting at about halfway.
Yes, we have had 51.
We just crossed the halfway point.
All right.
Good and bad news. This thing ends tonight at midnight, so we've got some serious ground to make up today on making this $20,000 match happen. But the good news is, if you're listening right now and maybe you thought, oh, okay, I would give during Support Drive anyway, you could give us a head start going into it, which really does help with your best monthly gift. Whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month, it doesn't matter. It will count towards this $20,000 right now.
So maybe you could be one of those people needed. When you text the word give to 91979, we will send you a link that will take you straight to the website so you can give quick, safe, and easy. That's give, G-I-V-E, to 91979. If you'd like, you can also go to wayfm.com and give there as well.
And maybe you've never supported Way FM before and you kind of wonder, well, I wonder why people do this. Well, here's one example of why from Jamie.
So I was going through a really rough patch with my husband in 2010, and so we were separated, and my three-year-old, she would see me crying and she would say, Mommy, play Jesus music. And so I would put on Way FM, and I saw her just singing God's Not Dead.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
And she just ministered to me at that time. It was so meaningful. It was so life-changing. And we actually ended up reconciling. We went through marriage counseling through the church, and it really saved our marriage. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. I mean, it's amazing, and it really has changed our family.
It's crazy how we as parents are like, we know what's good for our kids, but sometimes our kids know what's good for us. Mm-hmm. So simple. Play Jesus music. It's going to make you feel better, mm-hmm. mommy. As a little kid realizes that, and she's like, okay, let's do this. And now she's all in helping support the ministry of Way FM because it was there when she needed to be supported. And so that's what we're asking to be a part of. That's Jamie's story. What's yours? When you give, I mean, we love hearing your reason as to why. If you do it online, you can add a little note as to why you chose to get involved today. And hopefully you'll do that monthly gift right now to count towards this $20,000 max. Only halfway there, and so a lot of ground needs to be made up. If we could even just literally in this course of the next two songs get 10 people to jump in, we got a shot at getting there quickly. So maybe that's you right now. You've heard this and you thought, you know what? I love WayFM. I can help out too. You can get involved. Just text the word give to 91979. That's give to 91979. Or you can always go to wayfm.com. And as always, thank you for what you do for your WayFM.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Bayrock.
The Super Bowl is a popular topic of conversation right now, and with it, people are also sharing their opinions on who they think did the best halftime show performance.
Okay.
I think Wally and I would agree. Bruno Mars was fantastic.
Yeah, that was so good. The energy was great. The songs were great. Mm-hmm. Accessible to a lot of different people. It was good.
Yeah. Gavin, do you have a specific favorite?
I love Left Shark.
Yeah, Katy Perry. Yeah, that was good.
Little,
yeah.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I found an article where people voted for who they thought did the best, and this is only considering performances from the 2000s. So okay. Anything later than that, not even applicable.
That's still 14 years, right? Or no, 24 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let me do math again.
Where are you going?
So a couple of acts whose performance didn't make the top three were Maroon 5, mm-hmm. Beyonce, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd was horrible, by the way.
It was bad.
Katy Perry.
No!
Didn't make it to top three.
That's fine. The 24 years, three, these are the elite echelon of performances.
So coming in at number three was the 2020 halftime show, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Oh, yeah. Very Latin-y, very salsa-y.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. This is surprising to me. Coming in at number two was last year's Rihanna.
No. I do like this song. There are a lot of puffy coats in this one, I remember.
Yeah, and she really didn't do anything.
She was very pregnant, though.
I get it. But
wow, Rock.
No,
girl
I
power.
Get it.
Girl
but
code.
I'm saying, like, she really walked from one piece of tape to the next piece of
there
tape.
There wasn't much choreography.
Yeah, but
not on her part.
As pregnant as you are, like, I can't believe I'm giving her the slack here.
Meh. And then coming in at number one, and this was one of my least favorite.
Whoa.
Number one was 2022's Eminem,
really?
Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg.
This is a great song, but like that was it for me. When I knew this song, I'm like, okay, that's good. But the rest of the stuff, I don't know much Dre and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't get it. It was kind of like a trailer pulled in, and then 50 Cent
was hanging.
It
went down the sides of each one.
Yeah, 50 Cent was hanging upside down. I just didn't care for it.
Did you saw the whole list? Did Lady Gaga make the list? Because didn't she come in from the top of the Super Bowl?
She was number four.
Okay, so she did make it.
Yeah,
in there,
she
so.
Did. She made it on the list, but.
Well, there you go.
Didn't make the top three.
Well, we'll see how Usher fares this weekend.
Yeah.
On the Super Bowl there. Hey, real quick, speaking of big events going on, tomorrow kicks off Support Drive. So super big deal, super important. And right now we have a $20,000 pregame. We're pregaming this thing match here that somebody has put up generously. Looking for people just like you to say yes with a monthly gift. So whatever your monthly gift is now will count towards unlocking and adding $20,000 to the total. But we're looking for 50 people still to say yes to this opportunity to invest in Way FM. So if it's ever mattered to you and you want to help out and you want to help out early, boy, we could sure use your help right now.
Text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979. We'll send you a link. That's GIVE to 91979.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Away FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little good news giddy up here because the regular news can be a bit heavy and divisive and angry. And so we like to find some good stories that aren't any of those. This one was really cool. There was a mom in a Dollar Tree. Your kid's having a meltdown at the register. I think we've all been there at some point in time with your kids. And she knew she was on borrowed time because it was like her daughter's nap time. And if you ever push that window, mm-mm, Lord help you. Kids just, they lose their minds. And so the assistant manager, though, sees this kid having a breakdown and swoops in and picks the child up and lets the child help her scan more of the items at the register. Aww. And so she stops crying. And you're like, good on you. And the mom was so thankful. It made a world of difference. She says, not just for her daughter, but for herself as well. Because she says, I was really struggling and my patience was very thin. And the assistant manager said, that's just kind of how I am as a regular person. I don't like to see anybody hurting. And I like to make people's day.
Aww.
And the reason that anyone knows about this is because the mom was so moved. She posted about it online, you know, to say thank you to this lady.
And very that's sweet.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love that. Betty Rock, what you got?
Well, someone in Norway decided to drive their Tesla into a Ford. And
a fjord? Not a Ford car.
Oh.
Is that actually?
It's a fjord.
I thought it was a typo.
It's no. A fjord. That's awesome. Was a typo. They ran plumb smack dab into a Ford.
Can you explain a fjord to her? Because I feel like
is that?
It's like a lake type.
Yeah, it's basically, it's like a channel or it's a body of water. Yeah. And you can like run boats into them, obviously.
They say it in the Frozen movies.
Yes.
Oh. Well, someone decided it was a good idea, or accidentally, to drive their Tesla into not a Ford pickup truck, but a fjord. And the thing is, it started sinking.
I thought it was a typo.
Well, it really did. But luckily, people there love saunas, and a floating sauna was there to rescue them.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to be in, like, freezing cold temps. They got in the warm water.
I've been in places like that, like in Copenhagen, where they have these floating saunas and they just drive them around through these waterways and people are like, take a sauna, yes. And you know, it's the weirdest thing. But they do it. Man. So good news for them. They saved them. And Gavin, finally, good news, giddy up, go.
Taylor Swift, she has gotten just as Betty pointed out, she's gotten a lot of hate from football fans, people who are just tired of seeing her on the big screen at football games. But apparently some dads are loving it. There's this story that's been circulating that a lot of dads are connecting with their young daughters more because the girls actually want to watch these games with them now.
Yeah.
And I love that concept too, because you could have a Sunday where dad's gone for 4 hours, you don't see him, and then he comes out sad because his team lost. But girls spending time with their dads, cheering on Taylor at the same time.
I think that's a good thing, because then they get to spend that time together. Like my daughter, like there were certain games that she wanted to play, Barbies and stuff, that I did not want to do. But you do them as a dad. So then when she got into things that I liked too, it was way better. Like when she became a spotter for me in Call of Duty. Totally wrong.
Oh, man.
But she was really good at it. All right, that's gonna do it for your good news giddy up.
Where'd you hear that?
The internet.
And you believed it?
Yeah, they can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
All right, this is The Wally Show, and I have to start off with a ginormous thank you. Scenario, Betty Lou, candle lady, lots of candles, tons of them, burns them every day in the studio, to which Gavin and I really enjoy
them. Absolutely.
You have great candle taste. Your candle game rock on point.
Thank you. I'm glad that you two can benefit from my addiction.
Yeah, it works out well. But the other day, she was wheeling her cart back in, and she dropped her candle, and it spilled all over the carpet. And it was a big spill. And we posted pictures of the spill. Mm-hmm. And then we said, hey, how can we get this up? I mean, we cannot have this in our office. We had just gotten new carpet like recently, and so it's like, we got to get this up. And we threw it out to you. We said, we're going to Yugle this. We want people that have actually had experience with getting wax out of carpet help. And help you did.
Man, yes. We tried the idea of using a paper bag and an iron. And you put the paper bag on top of the wax, and then you put the iron on top of the paper bag, and you just start heating it up, and it melts the wax, but then the wax sticks to the paper.
Instantly.
And lifts off of the carpet.
Presto change-o. Mm-hmm. It was like the second you hit it, all of a sudden you could see the outline of what we knew the spill was just magically being transferred to the paper bag. And so then we just kept doing different paper bags, and it was a big thing. It was like poof, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so we just kept moving it out. And even on the plastic chair roller thing I have, it took it off of that. So we had a lot of people give us that idea, and we're here to tell you it worked flawlessly.
Yep. So thank you so much. And we've actually got a video of this. It's on our stories. If you search Wally Show on Facebook or Instagram, you can see it there. You can see Wally's astonished face.
I think that the reaction, I wish I had a video of when my daughter was born, because I think I reacted with more astonishment of the wax coming up on the paper bag than I did the day she was born. It was amazing. I mean, babies happen all the time.
Yeah.
Like, this was something else. So thank you. And if you want to see it again, just search our social, search Wally Show, because it's impressive. And if you need to get it out, we highly recommend it.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and so we are going to give you a chance to win a prize right now, but you're going to have to beat Gavin, and you don't even have to go head to head with him on football trivia, because I think he would toast anybody on the planet with this.
I think I'd be pretty good at it.
I think you'd be great at it. Don't undersell yourself, sir. He's amazing. And so all you're going to have to do is guess, will Gavin get the question right or wrong? If you say he's going to get it wrong and he misses it, you get a point. You get 3 out of 5 right, and you are a winner. And now these aren't like straight up old facts and figures and trivia, you know, type thing. It's kind of some different things about this year's Super Bowl, some applied knowledge maybe to past Super Bowls.
Okay.
And so hopefully this will, you know, work out for you.
I feel Gavin, like as the guy who does, you know, profess to be the biggest sports fan, maybe in this building.
Yeah.
I really have to do well here.
I hope you do, actually. And so if you want to play along, again, you don't have to beat Gavin. You just have to guess whether or not he's going to get it right or wrong. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play Will Gavin Get It, we'll do it right now.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. First of all, I have to start with an apology. We were like, hey, we're going to play a game. You want to play? Call. And then it went to a support drive number. So it was not bait and switch. It just switched over early because tomorrow starts support drive. But $20,000 challenge going on right now that if you get in early, you could do your best monthly gift and help add $20,000 to the total, which would be pretty amazing. And it ironically is what Betty Rock is playing for in this game right now.
$20,000?
Yeah, big day for
her.
No, if you want to help out, just text the word give to 91979 to give your Way FM a head start as we move into support drive tomorrow. But this is a Will Gavin Get It football Super Bowl type game. So Betty Lou, we're going to go ahead and play with you now since no one could call. And again, I apologize. So you don't have to get these questions right. You just have to guess whether or not Gavin will get them right. Okay. So here we go. Super Bowl question number one. What Super Bowl number is this? That seems like a pretty simple one.
Yeah, he'll get this.
You think he'll get this one? Okay.
Yeah.
Gavin, what Super Bowl number is it?
I want to say it's 58. I don't think I'm wrong about that.
You are right on the money. Well done, sir. Okay, that was pretty easy. So, okay. If the Chiefs win this year, they'll be back-to-back Super Bowl champions. What was the last team to do this? Do you think he'll get this right or wrong?
I believe he will get this right.
Betting on him again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's a good chance that, because the Patriots have won 6.
Right.
They won 6 in the last...
Let me just give you
years.
A hint. When anyone is that doesn't know sports is giving you a trivia question and there's an opportunity for the Patriots to be an answer, you probably take that.
So Patriots
is right. Okay. Nicely done. Yeah.
I overthought that for a second.
Okay, so you got that one right, and Betty bet on you. Okay, so $233,000 a second is how much an ad will cost you during year's Super Bowl. What does the 30-second ad cost? And you don't have long to answer. Do you think you'll get this right or wrong?
No, he'll get it wrong.
3, 2, 1.
$7 million.
$7 million is absolutely right.
Oh, dang it!
We talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
I'm just not good at math. I was I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, we literally talked about this yesterday on the show. Because when we were playing with somebody, I figured, okay, they might not have heard us talk about that. And so Gavin will get this. Okay, because of her relationship with Chiefs player Travis Kelce, this would have been a great year for Taylor to do the halftime show, or at least guest star with Usher. Who joined Taylor on stage during her Super Bowl halftime performance? Will he get this right or wrong?
He'll get it wrong.
He'll get it wrong, okay.
I didn't know Taylor done a
Who was her guest? Who was her guest?
Let's get it wrong. Miley Cyrus.
Okay, you said he would get it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, you were right, Rock. He got it wrong.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. She's never performed a halftime.
Oh, so I almost... Yeah. I almost said
that,
though.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Which could have been...
Oh. Lizard!
Trickery! Okay, so here you go. Final question. What would the celebrity couple name that I'm thinking of between the Chiefs and 49ers be?
Okay,
if the Chiefs and the 49ers had a celebrity couple name, what would it be? You have to guess what I'm thinking of. Betty Rock, will he get this right or wrong?
He'll get it wrong.
Oh, I hope he gets it right. Please get it right.
The 49ers.
Or the Chiefs. You know, maybe start with the Chiefs.
The Chiners?
No, that would sound really bad. That would upset a lot of people's. Oh, you're on the right track, Rock.
Chia.
No.
The Chias?
The Chiefers. The Chiefers. The Chiefs and the 49ers. The Chiefers. So you said he would not get it right. He did not get it right, which is great.
I don't think anyone would have gotten that.
No. I don't know, but he didn't get it right, so you actually won the game today, Lady Rock. You won the $20,000 match that we were trying to get. So, no. Again, if you want to help out Your Way FM early before we kick off tomorrow, football reference for our support drive. You are so needed because we're over halfway there to the goal, but we're not there yet. So literally like in the next song, having just five people jump in and say, I'll do my best monthly gift to help unlock that $20,000 would be huge. It would be ginormous, last minute style here. So if you could call, that'd be great. Just text the word give to 91979. That's give to 91979.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.